Hello and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Thursday, November 19th, 2020. There has been some new developments in the COVID-19 pandemic that Dr. Nyman would like to go over. For the latest, we turn now to Dr. Nyman.
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, I want to do a little bit of an update. Yesterday, there was a pretty dramatic increase in the number of deaths that were reported in the U.S. It had gotten up to 1,911, which was significantly higher than the day before when it was 1,517. And the question was whether that was a one-off type of a situation or if that was an indication that the deaths were going to be in the 2,000 a day range and potentially go up to 2,500 in the not too distant future. And if it did, that would seriously bring into question the projections that University of Washington came up with. They were projecting 438,000 deaths by March 1st. And if you just did a quick back of the envelope kind of calculation, that's a little over 100 days from now. And their projection is just under 200,000 additional deaths. And so if it's 100 days and it's 200,000 deaths, then that's 2,000 deaths a day on average. And that would make sense if it was 1,000 now or 1,200 or going to maybe 1,500 and eventually getting up to 2,000 and then going above it. And so the average over the 100 days would be a couple hundred and a couple thousand. And then that would kind of make sense. But if it's at 2,000 already, the idea that that is going to be the average for the next 100 days doesn't make a whole lot of sense because the epi curves are extremely sharp right now. They're really going up at an exponential rate. The deaths are a lagging indicator, and if the number of cases is going up this dramatically and has been doing that for several weeks, then the deaths would follow, and so these deaths would not even fully reflect what has already happened as far as cases in the hospital. And then there are a lot of additional factors that might make the deaths go even higher than it has been. I mean, there was some talk about being able to handle the cases a little bit better and that the death rate had declined somewhat. But some of that is experience, and some of that may, in fact, be the fact that the curve had been kind of flattened, and so the cases were increasing, but not at a rate like they were in spring in New York, where the hospitals were becoming overwhelmed. And now, unfortunately, it's starting to look like the hospitals are going to become overwhelmed again. And when that happens, there's not enough healthcare workers to give potentially enough time for setting up ventilators and getting them calibrated and adjusted for the individual patient. There's a lot of adjustments you can do with ventilators. And the big drawback is it's kind of a trial and error, and it takes time. And so if you're not overwhelmed, the technician can put that time in and get the oxygen flow optimized. And if there's just one patient after the other coming in, they don't have the time to really be doing a lot of adjustments. And therefore, the outcomes may not be as favorable. And therefore, that 30% improvement may fade away. And And they actually are in a situation where they're running out of, sounds like they're more likely to run out of healthcare workers before they're running out of beds. But if they start running out of either, then the death rate might actually increase. And then on top of that, the fall is going to be turning into winter, and the virus generally do better when the humidity is lower and the temperature is a little colder, and people spend more time inside. And so that's a driver for the numbers to go up. And then on top of that, there's the holiday season. The CDC did do a teleconference today warning against Thanksgiving gatherings and gave a lot of recommendations on it. Well, the main recommendation was not to have gatherings beyond your immediate family on who you are living with, and anybody that you haven't been living with in the last 14 days is kind of like a guest, and they should take extra precautions if indeed that happened. They gave a whole list, but the point is that the gatherings for Thanksgiving, and then it's followed by Christmas and New Year's and whatever other holidays are in that time period, lead to more interactions and more spread of the virus. And the virus thrives on these interactions. And people can be traveling from different areas, and then they kind of exchange virus and then go back to their areas. It's a very efficient way for the virus to spread among the people and throughout the country. So all of those factors would seem that the death rate would actually be going up. And the fact that yesterday it got up to 1,911, suggesting that it might be getting close to 2,000, would suggest that it's going to go up from 2,000, so it's not going to average 2,000, and that the projection of the death total cumulative to go up to something like 380,000 or so seems to be a, it was 438,000. That would be a serious underestimate. And today's results indicated yesterday was not a one-off. The number of deaths recorded so far might go a little bit higher with California, but in any event, as of, I think it's a little after 7:30 or 8 o'clock local time, the number of deaths today is over 2,000. It's 2,004. And the number of cases is 186,394, which is an all-time high. So today's results indicates yesterday was not a one-off, that indeed that was the beginning of a trend, and it was a very concerning trend that the deaths are up to 2,000. Now, usually the peak is on Friday, so it's likely that it's going to go above 2,000 tomorrow. With 186,000 cases today, it's extremely likely that that's going to go above 200,000 tomorrow. And the following week, it's going to have the holiday, with Thanksgiving, which might affect the reporting numbers and how much testing is actually done. And so it might not be as dramatic next week, but it'll probably be very dramatic the week after. And it seems likely that the number of deaths is going to go to 2,500. It's just not next week. It'll be because of the holidays, and it will be the following week. So by the end of this month, it's going to be almost certainly 2,500 deaths a day, and probably be closing in on 250,000 cases a day. So both of those are concerning numbers, and both of those are probably not the peak levels. Those are pointing, you know, how quickly these numbers are increasing. And the distribution is also similarly concerning. There were four states today that had over 100 deaths, and including one, which was Texas, it was over 200 deaths. Texas reported 230 deaths today. Illinois was 180. Michigan was 144, and Pennsylvania was 116. California hasn't quite got to 100 yet. It's at 90 right now. It might get to 100 with an update. And then there's several other states that are, at 75 or more. Florida reported 81 deaths today. Colorado reported 79. Tennessee reported 80. Wisconsin reported 83. So it sounds like the number of states that are going to be reporting 100 deaths per day could be, getting close to 8 or 10 states, with quite a few other ones reporting at least 50 deaths a day. So the ability of these reports to generate 2,500 deaths in a day is not that big of a stretch. That's very doable, and it could even happen tomorrow. So that's where we stand. The yesterday wasn't a one-off. It looks like it's going to be a pretty steady, at least during the week, diet of 2,000 people a day dying, 200,000 people a day getting infected. And that's what it is in the near term. That's certainly not where it's going to peak. And so the situation is dire. The good news is that the vaccines are still on target. Anthony Fauci gave a little update with the task force, indicating that as far as safety was concerned, that the approvals haven't been rushed, that everything looks good from the standpoint of side effects or adverse effects. There really hasn't been that much to date, and the positive results for the two messenger RNA vaccine seems to be in the 95% range, which is very positive. And the negative is that the first shipments, assuming everything goes forward and emergency approval is granted, it probably won't be till the end of the year. And as I said yesterday, it really takes 6 to 8 weeks after the first injection before full immunity is achieved. So the immunity is not going to be there until the end of February, mid-end of February. And most of the population isn't going to get their first shot until, somewhere probably getting close to the beginning of spring. So by then, the numbers will have gotten very high, and both with respect to cases and deaths and hospitalizations and overrun hospitals. So the situation that was seen in New York is likely to be repeated throughout the country. And so if indeed that happens, then the biggest shortage is probably going to be healthcare workers. And if it's happening, have multiple locations, as is indicated by all the numbers, that it won't be possible for healthcare workers to go from, you know, outbreak to outbreak, that there'll be outbreaks everywhere and shortages everywhere. So there are concerns of shortages of healthcare workers. There's concerns about PPEs. There's concerns about testing. And so from the pandemic standpoint, it is, situation is becoming dire. Transition is still pretty much stalled. That's likely to lead to delays in distribution of the vaccine, and likely due to delays in implementing, you know, a national program to address the large number of cases. Positive note, I would hope that today's conference call is the beginning of regular updates by the CDC. The task force presentation was pretty much done by scientists. Scott Atlas was not in attendance with his nonsense about, you know, go to Thanksgiving outings, it's not a concern. And I mean, everything he says is just utter nonsense. And at least he wasn't at the task force meeting today, and hopefully his public comments will fade into the woodwork along with the president and his whole team, actually. It's time for them to go. It's way past time for them to go and to transition and get a national program in place and start tackling the virus, which should have happened months ago, and try to get the virus under control. So we'll still be doing regular updates, usually Fridays, the peak day. So I'll probably do a follow-up and see how tomorrow's results look. But my guess is the numbers will definitely be higher than today, and at a minimum there'll be 200,000 cases tomorrow reported, and there'll be more than 2,000 deaths. And it's possible that it'll be approaching 2,500 tomorrow, or if not tomorrow, it'll be next week or the week after. It would normally be next week, except for the holiday, so it might be the week after. But the projection of 438 deaths by March 1st, I believe, is a gross underestimate. There'll be at least 500,000, but it could be much higher than that. And we'll see how it evolves, but the next couple of months are going to be very taxing on the healthcare delivery system and the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths will all be at record levels and set new records on a daily, if not weekly basis. So that's it for right now.
All right, thanks for the update. Listeners, please always go to AirCountOnCadets.co, and we will continue to update as the situation unfolds. Thanks for listening.